tell us, you know,
yeah,
that the devil was whipping his wife.
Devil's what?
Whipping his wife.
Okay. Now, if you have a heavy rain that only lasts for a short time, you call that a what, Mr.
Cloudburst, I call it.
Okay, cloudburst. And if it has thunder and lightning with it,
call that electrical storm.
Okay. If you had real bad winds, do you have a time word for when you just have a real bad wind whipping in off, say, somewhere?
Well, I guess you would say that the wind was high.
Yeah.
Strong wind. Or...
Yeah. What about the, did you ever describe the directions of the winds? From where they came? Or?
Well, yeah, we have said the east wind, you know, brings rain, south wind, I mean, brings rain,
uh-huh.
And north wind brings the clears up.
Yeah.
People, you know, used to go by that a lot, seeing how the way the wind was blowing and how the rain was. And of course, they was made a habit of watching the weather more than I have, you know. They was watching the weather and they could pretty well tell.
Mm-hmm.
When it's going to rain, all that, because they didn't have any newspaper or any radio tell them. They got the way they could learn themselves, you know.
Yeah.
When it's going to rain, all that.
And
I had people even thought they could look in the cat's eye, you know, and tell the way the cat's eye was changing, what was going to happen to the water rise and the moon change, all that, you know. I don't know. Was anything to that or not. I know that my folks believe in the moon for planting.
Yeah.
They believe in that. Of course, there may be something to that, you know.
Yeah, Luther was telling me about some old folks out in, you know, Mr. Ludie King out in Wool Market?
No, I don't know much about him.
Okay, he was telling me about some old folks out there that plant when the moon rises.
Right. Yeah, and it was quite a lot of people bleeding at, you know. And of course, there might have been something to the moon with the weather. Could have been, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because there's something that changes the seasons, you know. The moon,
most
the moon does change, you know.
Yeah, right.
It changes at a regular interval, and quarter moon, half moon. People, a lot of people believe in it, and I guess there may have been some connection with the elements. I don't know, you know. I never did know enough about it. I never did hear the experts' a version on that. You know, of course, a lot of people believe that. For superstition, you know, that
yeah.
They're planting the ground and planting the moon, all that, you know, they tell you. And a lot of people didn't believe it, but they'd always cite you where the fellow was planting by the moon would always come out with his crops better than the fellow was planting in the end. That was Ben Lobb's invasion on hearing people talk, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd have certain seeds. And of course, one thing, the fellow would make a study of that, he'd know when to plant tomatoes, when to plant potatoes, and all that, you know. And watch when you plant the corn.
Yeah. If wind's coming from, say, you have wind halfway between the south and the west, you'd say the wind is coming from the...
From south, you're coming from halfway from...
South and the west, you said it was the wind is from the...
Let's see, we got southeast and a southwest wind.
Yeah,
let's see. If it was coming from the west-south, it would be southwest, wouldn't it?
If it's raining but not very hard, you call that a
sprinkle.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of heavy mist that hangs in the air?
Fog, huh?
Okay. Yeah, and you'd say you driving through the weather would be very
foggy.
Okay. Now, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you were having a...
Drought, yeah. Well, in Texas at one time, they had 9 months without rain. Can you imagine